This is a CGSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
The U.S. House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic has announced that it will hold its first hearing on the origins of COVID-19 on March 8th.
美国众议院小组委员会宣布举行关于新冠病毒起源的首次听证会。美国众议院冠状病毒大流行问题特设小组委员会宣布，它将于3月8日举行关于新冠病毒起源的首次听证会。
The subcommittee's chairman, the representative from Ohio, Brad Wenstrup, said in a March 1st statement announcing the hearing that Americans deserve real answers on the origins of the virus, having suffered through the pandemic and the government policies related to it.
该委员会主席来自俄亥俄州的共和党众议员 Brad Wenstrup 在3月1日的声明中说，美国人在经历了大流行病和与之相关的政府政策后，应该得到关于病毒起源的真正答案。
Wenstrup said, "This investigation must begin with where and how this virus came about so that we can attempt to predict, prepare, protect, or prevent it from happening again."
温斯特鲁普说，这项调查必须从这种病毒的来源地点和如何出现开始，以便我们能够尝试预测、准备、保护或防止它再次发生。
Government scientists and government-funded researchers have so far been less than forthcoming in their knowledge and actions, including work with the Wuhan Institute of Virology and potential pandemic pathogens, he added without mentioning names.
温斯特鲁普还没点名地说，政府科学家和政府资助的研究人员到目前为止在知识和行动上都不太积极，包括与武汉病毒研究所和潜在的大流行病原体的工作。
The announcement comes as the Chinese Communist Party CCP is facing renewed scrutiny that its Wuhan Institute of Virology WIV could be theOrigin site of the virus.
在宣布举行听证会的消息时，中共的武汉病毒研究所可能是病毒的起源地，再次成为关注热点。
According to a Wall Street Journal article published on February 26th, a classified intelligence report by the U.S. Department of Energy, DOE, concluded that a laboratory leak was likely.Though the judgment was made with low confidence.
据《华尔街日报》2月26日报道，美国能源部的一份机密情报报告认为，病毒实验室泄露很有可能，尽管这种结论是低信心做出的。
The report's conclusion was shared by FBI Director Christopher Wray, who told Fox News.The same day that the origins are most likely a potential lab incident in Wuhan.
同一天，在接受福克斯新闻采访时 ，FBI 局长克里斯托弗·雷证实，该调查机构已经知道实验室泄露事件是新冠病毒最可能的起源。
The Wuhan Institute of Virology, which houses a biosafety level 4 lab, is located a short distance from the local wet market where clusters of infection cases were first reported in late 2019.
武汉病毒研究所有一个生物安全四级实验室，病毒所与一个海鲜市场距离较近。2019年底，这个海鲜市场最先被报道发现成群的感染病例。
The Chinese regime has denied that the virus origin was linked to the Wuhan Institute of Virology and has thrown its weight behind a natural zoonotic hypothesis that the virus was transmitted to humans from an animal host.
中共否认该病毒的来源与武汉病毒研究所有关。并支持自然人畜共患的假设，即该病毒是由动物宿主传染给人类的。
The March hearing will feature several witnesses, including Dr. Robert Redfield, former director of the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Dr. James Metzl, senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, and Nicholas Wade, former editor for the Nature and Science Journals and the New York Times.
出席三月听证会的将有几位证人，包括美国疾病控制和预防中心前主任罗伯特·雷德菲尔德博士，大西洋理事会高级研究员吉米·梅茨尔博士，以及《自然和科学》杂志及《纽约时报》的前编辑尼古拉斯·维德。
Winstrup added, "We can't accept more years of stonewalling. The Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic is committed to conducting a proper investigation that the American people have demanded. We look forward to hearing from our esteemed witnesses next week about the research on this topic."
国会议员温斯特鲁普说，我们不能接受更多年的搪塞。冠状病毒大流行问题特别小组委员会致力于进行美国人民所要求的适当调查。我们期待着下周听取我们尊敬的证人关于他们对这一主题的研究。
In 2021, documents obtained by The Intercept through the Freedom of Information Act showed that EcoHealth Alliance directed a portion of grant money it received from the National Institute of Health, NIH, to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, WIV, for research, including altering bat coronaviruses that were deemed likely to infect humans.
2021年，媒体截获者通过信息自由法获得的文件显示，生态健康联盟将其从美国国家卫生研究院获得的部分资金用于资助武汉病毒所的研究，包括改变被认为可能感染人类的蝙蝠冠状病毒。
In September 2018, Peter Bazic, president of EcoHealth Alliance, said that EcoHealth was a recipient of CCP money while taking part in a conference sponsored by Chinese state broadcaster CGTN, the international arm of the China state broadcaster CCTV.
2018年9月，生态健康联盟主席彼得·达萨克在参加中共央视旗下国际分支机构环球电视主办的会议时说，生态健康联盟接收中共的资金。
On March 1, 2023, the U.S. Senate unanimously passed a bill, S-619, that would require the Director of National Intelligence to declassify any and all information relating to potential links between the WIV and the origins of COVID-19.
2023年3月1日，美国参议院一致通过一项法案 S-619,要求国家情报局局长解密武汉病毒所与新冠病毒起源之间任何及所有与潜在联系有关的信息。
In January 2021, the State Department under the Trump administration first revealed that there were several sick WIV researchers before the COVID-19 outbreak.
2021年1月，特朗普政府领导下的国务院首次披露，在武汉疫情爆发之前，武汉病毒所就有几名研究人员患病。
The fact sheet reads, "The U.S. government has reason to believe that several researchers inside the WIV became sick in autumn 2019 before the first identified case of the outbreak.With symptoms consistent with both COVID-19 and common seasonal illnesses."
国务院当时发布的概况介绍中写道，美国政府有理由相信，在2019年秋季，也就是在第一例已确认的疫情爆发之前，武汉病毒所内部的几名研究人员生病了，其症状与新冠病毒感染和常见的季节性疾病一致。
It adds, "This raises questions about the credibility of WIV senior researcher Shi Zhengli's public claim that there was zero infection among the WIV's staff and students of SARS or SARS-related viruses."
概况介绍还说， 这让人对武汉病毒所高级研究员石正丽的公开说法感到不可信。他声称武汉病毒所的工作人员和学生中没有人被病毒感染。
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own radio show. Come out and get involved at our weekly orientation. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back to the channel show on CJSF 9.1 FM. And now I'm going to introduce you some of the Canadian musicians' recent work. And first I'll bring you Louis Burns.And the song is called Like a Dream, which is from the album titled Portraits, released in 2019. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 That Chinese Show 的音乐节目。现在呢，我要为大家推荐几首来自加拿大音乐人创作的作品。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Louis Burns 演唱的歌曲《Like a Dream》。 And next is a song vocal by Pete Moss, and it's called Red Clover, which is from the album titled Plants Rock, released in 2019. And for more information, you can visit PeteMossMusic.com or PeteMossBandcamp.com。 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自 Pete Moss 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Red Clover。Next is a song by Marin Little, and it's called Forever 17, which is from the album titled Ninth of Time, released in 2019. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Marin Little演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Forever 17， 中文的意思就是但愿永远是17岁。
Jasper, in a quiet place at the foot of Pyramid Mountain, an island in the lake. Now when I cross the wooden bridge, I walk into a dream. You
stand before me forever. 17. Your eyes full of innocence and grace. Your skin soft and warm beneath the lace. Your scent still lingers in the air. A reminder of all we shared. Summer of love, flowers in your hair. Rally cry of freedom rings through the air. Love, rock and roll, psychedelic dreams, young and in love forever. 17. Your eyes full of innocence and grace. Your skin soft and warm beneath the lace. Your scent still lingers in the air. Reminder of all we shared. It's all an illusion of a mind growing old. Sifting through ashes of love long gone cold. Wonder who you are today, what might have been. My memories of you are forever. 17. Your eyes full of innocence and grace. Skin soft and warm beneath the lace. Your scent still lingers on the breeze. In my mind, you're forever 17. Forever and ever 17. Forever 17.
Now we're back to more Chinese music, and Uplex is a song vocal by Jiang Su La, and it's called Lu Bing Hua. Hope you enjoy. 听众朋友，在欣赏完加拿大音乐之后呢，我们现在又回到更多的中文歌曲。接下来要推荐给大家的是来自姜素辣演唱的《鲁冰花》。
下的夜晚，他就这样和我一唱一和。我知道午后的清风会唱歌，童年的蝉声它总是跟风一唱一和。当手中握住繁华，心情却变得荒芜，才发现世上一切都会变卦。当青春剩下日记，无私就要变。